Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Samach Zayin on Aleph, five lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah Zeh Klal Kol Shva Nosav Nois and Tam. When the, for example, the vinegar that fell on the grits, if it's nois and tam, it's osur. If it's not nois and tam, it's mutter. Says the Gemara that the Gemara continues to teach us, as we discussed in the previous year, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hachi Hilchasa, the halacha is that nois gam is mutter. And as the Ratva points out, what does the Gemara have to say this halacha? Because isn't it a stam mishnah that we just learned that nois tam of gam is mutter? So why was it necessary for him to state it? So Ratva says, because as we're going to be learning in Mitzvah Shem, it is the opinion of Rameya that nois tam gam is not mutter. So in order not to believe that that is the halacha, that's why the Gemara says that we paskin that nois tam gam is mutter. Continues the Gemara, Rami Yudam Shmuel, loy shanu, this halacha, that if chaymetz, that's osur, fall on grisim, that are mutter, that they fell into hot grisin, and that's why at the right, at the from the outside, from the outset, it's pogum, and therefore it's ois tamal gam, and it's motor. If the vinegar fell on grisin, which are cool, so at that point, there's no issue of nois tamal gam. On the contrary, it gives a positive taste. And then later on, v'hissichon, then he warms up these greasin. And at that point, because he warmed up the greasin, that's why they become nois tam lebgam. Naskim shishbich lepsoi pogam. This is considered a situation that first it gave a positive taste, and then it gave a bad taste. And therefore, a dark case the halacha is that it's osur. The Rambam writes that this halacha, consistent with what we're learning now, that the halacha of nois tam l'pgam is mutter, is only if it was nois tam l'pgam throughout, from beginning to end. But if it was first not nois tam l'pgam, and only afterwards it became nois tam l'pgam, or vice versa, the halacha is that it's usr. But ask the Sefer Teres Chaim, if that's the halacha, what we need to understand, he asks, is that as we're learning now, once it cools off, it's not going to be nois tam l'pgam. If once it cools off, it's not going to be nois tam l'pgam anymore, so why, even though it fell in when it's hot and it was nois tam l'pgam, is it mutter? So one teretz that the Sefer Teres Chaim suggests is that the food was eaten immediately. It was never given an opportunity for it to cool off. And since it was never given an opportunity to cool off, so it was always in the status of nois tam l'pgam. And since it was always in the status of nois tam l'pgam, that's why it would be mutter. The Maram explains that even though we're learning that chaymetz that's on grease and soinenin are nois tam l'shvach, that's only if they fell in from the outside in such a fashion. But if they fell in when they were hot, it will never revert to be nois tam l'shvach. The Gemara said that avol nafal atoch grease and soinenin, if it fell into grease and soinenin v'hersichen, nasa kamish yishbiach, and the Rishonim try to understand what is the meaning of these words nasa kami. It's considered like, isn't that what happened? So the Tosfos explains that when the greasin are cool, they're really not edible because they weren't cooked. So when the chaymetz falls on these greasin that are cool, it's not really considered that it made it better. It can't be really considered made better if it's something which is not edible. But since it's not Since it's only going to be edible, he says, after you're going to cook it and cool it off. That's why the Gemara used the word kamish shenasa. Another pshat, the Ran says just the opposite. The Ran says that, yes, when the chaimitz falls on the grease and when they're tzoynenim, they're nois tam l'shvach. But as we just said, when these grisim will be cooked, it will become nois tam l'bgam. So since it's not going to be nois tam l'shvach throughout, that's why the Gemara can't use the words that's nois tam l'shvach. Rather, the Gemara uses the words nasakami shenois tam l'shvach. Another teretz that the Taras Chaim suggests, consistent with what he just said a few moments ago, Taras Chaim says that the only time it's considered nois tam l'shvach is if you eat it right away. If you won't eat it right away, then it indeed would be a problem. So since you have this consideration that you have to eat it right away, how is that represented in the Gemara by using the word nasa kami? Says the Gemara, V'ken ki asa roven amar rabba babachana amar rabbi yochanan, loy shanu, that chaymitz that fell on the grisim, is al shenosan that it doesn't make a problem, al shenosan tak grisim roischim, that they were hot. Avu nafal tak grisim tzaynanin, if the grisim at tzaynanin v'resichon, nasa kami shishbiach l'psoif pogon v'osur. V'ken ki asa rav dimi, says the Gemara, the same happened when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. That's what they used to do Erev Shabbos in Tzipori. They used to put the chaimitz on cold greasin, and that food was called shechlayim, and that was a food that was eaten on Shabbos. And the way the Rishonim explained, they used to put the chaimitz on the greasin, and then they put it into the oven before Shabbos, and then as Shabbos began, the halacha it became more edible. Amar Reish Lakish, continues the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, the nois tam l'gam she'amru, when we speak about nois tam l'gam in our shiurim, that we're lenient by nois tam l'gam, so Gemara explains, how do we identify what is nois tam l'pgam? So the Gemara says that the definition of nois tam l'pgam is not like something is missing salt or has too much salt. Ela kosh ein chaser klum. It's not so like something that's missing any ingredient. Vein in the chelis. Rather, and it's not eaten because of any other consideration that other than the fact that this other substance fell on it, and this substance fell on it and made it nois tam l'pgam. The way that we try to explain the Gemara, Rashi seems to learn, if under normal circumstances this food would be eaten, and now, because of other external issues, this ingredient made the food inedible. That's not considered nois. That the Gemara is teaching us is not considered nois tam l'pgam. V'ikadamri, but then there's a different version of what Reish Lakish said. V'ikadamri, Amar Reish Lakish, nois tam l'pgamru. Ein oimer k'deir zu chaser melech yiser melech chaser telvin yiser telvin, that it's missing or has too much spice. And if it had the proper amount of spicing, it would be eaten. That's a nois tam gam. Ela hashtami apagma. Right now, the food is inedible, and that's why the food is mutter. So the question here is, how do we look at this? Tosfos says, in trying to understand what's the difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. Tosfos says that a belt, according to the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, are speaking about a case that if the salt or spices could have fixed the food. That means, if the situation here is that right now I have a nois tam l'pgam, and by adding or putting in more or less salt, it would have been fine. And the Lishna Kama holds that Rish Lakish is teaching us a chumra, that when we're learning nois tamal gam is mutter, that's only in a case where we can't attribute the bad taste to anything else. But if we could attribute it to something else, then it's not considered nois tamal gam. And the Lishta Basra holds, it doesn't make a difference as long as this bad tasting thing fell in, and right now it doesn't have a good taste, that's enough to be considered nois tam ubgam. That's the way Tosfos learns. The Tosfos Rid learns differently. He says that what we're speaking about here is there are two factors contributing to this not having a good taste. One is the nois tam ubgam, and one is this nois tam ubgam ingredient, and the other is the spicing ingredient. The Lishta Kama holds that if it's pogum anyway, because of the spicing issue, then we don't consider the other factor of nois tam ubgam. Whereas the Lishta Brasero says that even though it's pogum because of other reasons, the fact that that this was put into it is enough to make it into nois tam ubgam. Amar Vu Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, so we've just learned the halacha of nois tam ubgam. And the halacha of nois tam ubgam is, of course, a very critical halacha when we speak about the mixture of food. The Ravid says that a mixture containing some foul-tasting non-kosher food is only mutter if the taste of the mixture is affected so severely that it can't be eaten. But if it's not to that degree, it would not be considered nois tam ubgam. Rashi, however, disagrees. And as long as it gives not a good taste, even though it's not to the degree of eina necheles, it's still going to be considered nois tam ubgam. The Ritva says, as long as it has a bad taste, it's permitted, even if the bad taste that comes from the non-kosher food is not identifiable because of its small shear. But as long as it doesn't taste good, it's enough to be considered nois tam ubgam. The Agos Oshri says that the heter that we're learning of nois tam ubgam is not applicable unless the non-kosher food gives an offensive taste. However, if the non-kosher food has really no taste, even though by putting it in, it may make the taste of the food worse, since the food that was put in didn't have inherently a bad taste, it's not considered nois tam ubgam. Of course, it's very important to point out that even though we're learning and we will continue learning that nois tam ubgam is mutter, we have to remember that nois tam ubgam is only mutter b'dieved. It's not that one is allowed to put whatever pshat will follow, something which is nois tam ubgam in a mixture, and say, well, now it's nois tam ubgam, and it should be mutter. As we continue learning the halacha of nois tam ubgam, where it's most relevant is when it comes to kasher, something that became non-kosher, or for milchiks to fleishiks, or vice versa. We know there are two ways of kashering. One is libun, which means to burn the keli, and the other one is hagala, where we boil it in hot water. The halacha is that whenever we kasher keli with hagala, we shouldn't kasher it on the day that it became non-kosher or milchiks or whatever. We have to wait for Eina Ben Yoyma. And the reason we have to wait for it to be Eina Ben Yoyma is because after the belia is in the keli, only after the belia is in the keli for 24 hours, then whatever belia is there is Eina Ben Yoyma, and therefore it's going to be nois tam ubgam. And that's why the Ramah Paskins in Yeridei is Simon Kuf Chof Aleph, Ein Lahagel Shum Keli, Kozman Shehu Ben Yoyma. We're not allowed to kasher anything while it's a ben yoimai. And the reason we're not allowed to kasher it is because we have to wait until it becomes a ben yoimai, and therefore it's not going to be nice and tam lebgam. The interesting point to say to discuss here is, how does it work? How does the cashing of a keli with after 24 hours work? So the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is that the reason Chazal wanted us to wait for 24 hours is that we don't want that you should come kasher a keli when it's still a ben yoimai. What happens when you kasher a keli she'en a ben yoimai, the way the Ran says, is because we don't want to do a mevatel isla chatchila, and as long as the blia is a good, is still not inedible, it's not pogum, we're making something which is not kosher, kosher. That's in the same category of Eim Vatlan Isla Chatchila. And therefore, the halacha tells us to wait 24 hours. There is another opinion that says that we could wait just overnight. And once we wait overnight, that is enough to make it a Keli Ben Yoimai. But there's interesting discussion when we speak about waiting 24 hours. Is the halacha 24 hours, or is it that we have to have a day and night pass? And the question will come up in parts of the world, the North Pole, the South Pole, when different parts of the year, where there are no day or no night, will just the fact that 24 hours, 24 times 60, passed, and therefore that would be enough, or do we have to have a day and a night, and it would be difficult to kasher in such. It would be difficult to kasher in such areas, says the Gemara. Amar Avu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When we speak about a mixture of iser and heter, kol she'tamei mamashai. If something which is osur fell into something which is mutter, and the actual food that's osur is now mixed into that, mixture, so to speak. In such a case, usur, we're not allowed to eat that mixture for loikin alav. And if somebody does eat that mixture, he will get malchus. He'll get malchus for eating that mixture. But when you have a situation, loikin alav, v'zeh kuzai spuchtei chilis pras. But when is the halacha apply? That's the halacha of you have to eat, to be considered that you ate something that's usur and you violated eating something that's usur, and that you would get malchus for it, you have to eat it within the shear of Kazayis Bechtei Chayilis Pras. It's also important to point out that even though we're saying that the shear is Kazayis Bechtei Chayilis Pras, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to eat it. If you know you're not going to eat a Kazayis Bechtei Chayilis Pras, you're allowed to eat it. Because we know that the halacha is that Chatzis Shear is also in our Torah. When we speak about Kazayis Bechtei Chilas Pras, it means only as far as getting Malchus, but eating any amount of Isser is also. Also, there's a very big Machloikus HaPoiskim. What is the shear of Kedei Chilas Pras? The Chasam Sofer says that it's 9 minutes. Others say that the Baal HaTanya said that the shear is 8 minutes. The Tzemach Tzedek says that it's 6 minutes. The Tchelis Mordechai, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, says that it's 5 minutes, and the Aruch HaShulchan says it could be as little as 3 or 4 minutes. The Meches Chinuch and the Magen Avraham add another consideration into this discussion. And they say that although we've been mentioning all these various opinions from anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes to 9 minutes, and of course sometimes that's a kula and sometimes that's a chumrah. What I mean to say is that if you're eating something that's usur, so then this will represent a kula. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, if it took you more than 3 or 4 minutes to eat, then you wouldn't have done the aveira, or at least you wouldn't get malchus. And according to some sefer, if you took 9 minutes, then you only if you ate it within 9 minutes, you will have been over the aveira. But it goes the other way as well, to do a mitzvah. No, in other words, to do the mitzvah achilas matzah, Pesach by night. You have to eat the kazayis of matzah, bechtei achilas pras. And again, the discussion is, how do we view this? Do we say that if we follow the opinion of Chasam Sofer, you'll have up to 9 minutes, to eat this and still have fulfilled the mitzvah d'oraisa. According to Aruch HaShulchan, you only have 3 or 4 minutes. But the Magen Avraham and Michas Chinuch point out that although all these opinions that we just mentioned try to define it in minutes, they say it really depends on the food and depends on the person. And depending on the food and on the person, that's how we will be able to determine what is the Kedei Achilas Pras for any particular food. Says the Gemara, another halacha, tamei v'loy mamashoy, if, for example, a drop of milk fell into a pot of meat, or chalev, which is completely dissolved, fell into, which is usur, and fell into a food. So now we don't have anything substantive of that food, usur. This taruvus may not be eaten. However, ain't likin' a love. Even if you ate a kazayis b'chtei achilas pras of those foods, the halacha is that you not get malchus because you don't have any substance of iser. But the Chav Stas opinion is that when does this halacha apply? It's only if the liquid food that we're talking about, that's usur, got absorbed, for example, in a piece of meat. But if it didn't have where to get absorbed, then it's not. Then we can't say that it's only considered tam. The reason explained the Rishonim where you don't get malchus when you only have tam in that mashus, because the Torah, even though the Torah says that we're not allowed to eat any part of something that's usur, the halacha is that when you only have tam and it's in a mixture, that's not where the Torah says that it's usur. The Torah says that it's not usur, it's only usur midrabbonim. Vim riba tamud gam. If the halacha is that if you had a mixture and then you put in another ingredient that made it pogum, the halacha is that will be potter. However, so this is a very bechidish. Does that mean, ask the Rashba, that we're allowed to deliberately make something nice tamal begam in order to make it mutter? Of course not. He says, we're speaking about a case where the heter is more than the iser. So since the heter is more than the iser, midaraisa, it's mutter. And only when the heter is derived, but we're still concerned, so the way to make it mutter without any question is by adding a davar pogum, says the Gemara, the Lema. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say enos tam lekka mutter? Why does he use the wording vimriba leim? Hakamashmalan, says the Gemara. Isn't he coming to teach us? Even though there are other ingredients that are causing this to be pogum, hilchos kalishna brasra. We're going to follow the second lashon that we learned of Reish Lakish, and that the second lashon of Reish Lakish says that even if it has other factors that make, even if it has other factors that make it pogum, it still will be considered pogum. Amrav Kohona, Amrav Kedem, Divrei Kulam, from everybody's opinion that we learned, Rav Yehuda that said at the beginning of our shir that the halacha is nois and tam l'begam is mutter, and therefore when chaimitz fell on hat grisim, it's not. It's going to be mutter. Rav Babachana of Rav Demi that said in the name of Rav Yochanan that chaimitz that fell on grisim roischem are not usur, and Reish Lakish who discussed in our Gemara just now how we define nois tam l'begam when it also has other factors that make it pogum, and Rav Avua that said, as we just learned, the mriba tam l'begam mutter. We take all of these different halachas that we've been discussing in our shurim, but we combine them all together. We will come to know that nois and tam, says the Gemara, we will come to the recognition that nois and tam l'begam, the nois tam l'begam is mutter. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Bishlam Kula, from all the opinions that we just cited, that we should come up with the conclusion that nois tam l'begam is mutter l'chai is understandable. Ed Reish Lakish, Shamra Kamer, says the Rebbe Zlokish, we're just trying to explain what does nois tam l'pgam mean. But it doesn't mean that he holds the nois tam l'pgam as mutter. It could very well be, v'leilei svirlei, that he doesn't accept the opinion of nois tam l'pgam. Says the Gemara, Mechlau, from the way which what Rav Kahan is trying to do, it's obvious that there is an opinion that holds nois tam l'pgam osur, and we're trying to say who holds that way and who doesn't that way hold that way. Ask the Gemara in. Says the Gemara in, yes, v'atanya, and again here v'atanya means not a question but a raya. Echad nois tam l'pgam vech nois tam l'pgam osur. That the opinion of Ramey is that nois tam l'pgam is not a heter. Shimon Oimer l'shvach osur l'pgam utur, he holds nois tam l'pgam is mutur. My tam d'Ramey, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, why does Ramey hold that nois tam l'pgam is osur? Says the Gemara, gomami kuli of the kachavim. We know, as we discussed early, any keli that has a bli of isur, that the aloch is that there has to be kashered, says the Gemara. V'gulev the kachavim lab nois tam l'pgam hu. As we said earlier in our shir, the blia after 24 hours is nois tam l'pgam, and still osam rachmana. The Torah says that we have to kasher. So we see the fact that the blia is nois tam l'pgam shouldn't make a difference. Hachanami lo shma, because the Torah says that after Klai Yisrael took the clay midyan, the Torah Dasha instructed them, called Abba Shiova Be'esh Tavir Be'esh. The Torah said we have to kasher the Kalim through Hagola. Vidach. So ask the Gemara, this is a very compelling argument that Nois Tam L'pgam is Osir. How will Rav Shimon defend himself? Rav Shimon will hold Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Chia. Dara Huna B'Reid Rav Chia, L'Osir Torah El Kader Bas Yoyma. When the Torah required kashering, it's only a keli that was used within the last 24 hours, and that's a case where loy l'pgamhu, where the blia is not pogum. And as I saw, the Ritva explains, didn't it take time from when they took these kalim to when they came home, and presumably that was a nois tam, it was already more than 24 hours. So he explains that they took these kalim in battle, and then they constantly were using these kalim. And since they were using this kalim all along, they never had an opportunity to become ene ben yoyma. V'idach, Rameyer, that learns from the loch of kashering that it's nois tam l'pgam, why? What will he do with the explanation Rav Shimon just gave us? Rav Shimon just said that there was all bes yoyma. Says the Gemara, because Rav Shmeyer says, Kadeir bas yoyma nami yevshtaloi pogma porta. Even by a keli that has not been used, but it's been used within the last 24 hours, there is still already tam pogum. Says the Mar of Shimon, that says nois tam l'pgam is mutter, my tama, because the Torah says loisoch konvei alagereshe b'sherecha, and from here we learn kol arui l'chila. And the question is, what is the Torah, the way the Mashal explains, what does the Torah have to say, L'gash b'sherecha t'nenev ha'achla, that I'll eat it? Why is that Torah, why is that important? To teach us, if it's ruy l'ger, if it's edible, krui nevela, it has the status of nevela, shein ruy l'ger, but if it's not edible, ain't it krui nevela, it loses the status of nevela. Why does it lose the status of nevela? Because as the Chasam Sofer says, the fact that the Torah went out of its way to tell us that va'ochla, the Torah, says the Chasam Sofer, doesn't have to teach us what we do with our food. And therefore, it must be to teach us the halacha that nois tam l'pgam is mutter. The question that the Rishonim debate is, when we talk about nois tam l'pgam, what's going to be the halacha when it's only partially pogum? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba that even pogum b'mitzvahs is considered pogum. What's going to be the halacha if something is not pogum and not l'shvach? It doesn't really make a difference. The Beis Yosef calls the Agos Ishri that if it doesn't give a tam l'pgam and not a tam l'shvach, it's osur. Because, as Levush explains, that even though it doesn't have a good taste, It doesn't, and the person eating the food that doesn't have necessarily an enjoyment from eating such a food, given it has no taste. But he explains that if the time of Isser is bad, so it loses the shame of Isser. But once, until it doesn't have until it's pogum, it doesn't lose the shame Isser, and therefore we would not have the heter of nois tam libgam. The Paiskim point out a machlokes, this heter that we're learning of nois tam libgam, does it also apply by mixture of a bas v'cholov? The crazy placey says that since by bas v'cholov, when the Torah describes the Isser, the Torah says, Lo sevashel gedi b'chalevi moi. The Torah speaks about cooking bas v'cholov together, mixing bas v'cholov together, but the Torah does not speak about eating. Where is nois tam l'begam a heter? So he says, nois tam l'begam is a heter, and where the Isser is Isser achila. So if the tam is a tam pogum, there is no issue. However, he says the crazy placey, when the Isser is not Isser achila, as by Bas B'cholov, since the Torah doesn't speak about achila, therefore, nois tam l'begam is not a heter. The Chavistas, quoting our Gemara, where our Gemara says that in the Velish and a Ruil achila, something which is not edible is not subject to the Isser of Bas, is not subject to Nevela. What the Torah is telling us, explains the Chavistas, that if it's nois tam l'begam, it's not considered something that's osur. And if it's nois tam l'begam, it's not considered something that's osur. That's why it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't. The halacha will be that when it's nois, that even by bas b'cholov, the halacha will be that it's not considered an issue.